You are listening to Western Iowa's information leader, KCIM. I'm Nathan Cones, here with your midday news for Monday, April 29th, 2024. Officials with the City of Carroll invite residents to join them tomorrow evening to learn more about the Central Business District street resurfacing project planned for this summer. The informal meeting will be held from 5 to 6 p.m. in the council chambers at Carroll City Hall. The project includes street resurfacing and associated work on various segments, including Carroll Street from Highway 30 to 8th Street, Clark Street between 4th and 7th Streets, Court Street from 7th to 8th Street, Crawford Street from Highway 30 to 7th Street, East Street from 5th Street to 7th Street, Main Street between 3rd and 7th Street, 4th Street from Carroll Street to Adams Street, 5th Street from Carroll Street to Main Street, and Court Street to Grant Road. And then 7th Street from West Street to Clark Street and Simon Avenue to Crawford Street. 8th Street between Simon Avenue and Court Street. And then the 4th Street parking lots from Adams to Clark. I know there's a long list there. We've got a full list in printed format with this story on our website. The meeting will involve an informal review of the project's impact on adjacent properties and travel in the area while work is underway. Construction is expected to conclude in 2024. A list of the proposed work street by street is included with the story online, as I said. The Carroll City Council gave its initial approval to a proposed plan to revamp the perception of the community's central business district over the next several years. According to City Manager Aaron Koiker, this plan was developed based on input received from the Iowa Economic Development Authority Downtown Resource Center team following their visit to Carroll in November 2023.
Jim Thompson of the Iowa Economic Development Authority, a business specialist, talked to city staff and city council and recommended that the city proceed with a number of options to grow the downtown business area. Recommendations was allocating $315,000 from local option sales tax to be reimbursed by tax increment financing for demonstration facade projects, and then setting up 5 downtown facade projects, annual projects, then a marketing contract and marketing services, branding, and wayfinding for a total of $315,000.
The plan includes $200,000 to provide dollar-for-dollar matches of up to $100,000 for 2 demonstration projects. Another $50,000 will be allocated to 5 smaller $10,000 facade projects, with the remaining $65,000 going to marketing contracts, branding services, and wayfinding improvements throughout downtown. The local funding will be used for local buy-in from the city government when businesses apply for available IEDA resources, such as the highly competitive Community Catalyst Grant Program. Ward 2 Councilman Jason Atherton sought clarification from Koiker on how the plan avoids too many city resources going to a single business or location.
If I'm clear, you can only apply for one or the other, right? Like, you can't get a Catalyst Grant and you can't get this $100,000 too.
Emergency Catalyst Grant? No, what the Catalyst Grant, in order to get that, the city has to match up to $100,000.
Yes, but let's say the same building goes in and gets a Catalyst Grant. We're not going to then in turn run another $100,000 into them, are we? Is that the plan?
In order to get the Catalyst Grant for $100,000 from the state, the city has to match that.
I understand that.
So, but above and beyond that $100,000, no.
Former Mayor Mark Beardmore also addressed the council during the discussion. He says he's not opposed to the plan, but he cautioned the council about dipping too deeply into the local option sales tax fund.
It would be my understanding that this is going to be implemented as relatively as soon as possible or as soon as we can get. But we just inked our fiscal year 25 budget, and one has to assume this was not budgeted. So are we asking the council to amend a budget that the ink isn't even dry?
A budget amendment would be required to incorporate the plan, but those aren't uncommon as new projects, programs, or initiatives come up during the course of a budget year. At-large Councilman Laverne Dirk says there's also some pressure from the IEDA to get the ball rolling sooner rather than later.
Well, I was at a meeting in Ames 2 weeks ago, and Jim Thompson approached me, and if we don't get moving on stuff, they're going to take us off their list and put another city in our place. That was his comment.
The council voted unanimously to approve the proposed downtown programming. They also approved a 62-page IEDA downtown design guide to assist businesses and property owners as they prepare for participation in the new initiative. Links to the relevant documents in their entirety are included with this story on our website. The Donna Reed Theater in Denison is set to host the 712 Film Festival this coming weekend. The event is organized by the 712 Film Festival Committee and the Donna Reed Foundation and was created to showcase the filmmaking talent of Iowa-based students and professionals. Doors will open at 12:30 p.m. at the Donna Reed Theater in Denison this coming Saturday. Film showings begin promptly at 1 p.m., followed by a reception for filmmakers. Greg Sextro, a festival committee member, says the opportunity to present films in a historic theater in Western Iowa will enhance the experience of the viewers, as well as provide an attractive venue for student and professional filmmakers to showcase their films. This festival showcases some of the wonderful filmmaking talent who reside in Iowa. The festival will feature films from local high school students and those from the University of Iowa and Grinnell College. The festival's organizing committee includes Greg Sextro, Ryan Runyon, Gray Sextro, and Chuck Hughes. You can learn more about the 712 Film Festival using the links included with this story on our website. And Pottawatomie County authorities say a man who was injured when a tornado struck Minden in southwest Iowa on Friday has died. Governor Reynolds toured Minden Saturday and said at least 40% of the homes and businesses in the community had been damaged or destroyed. The National Weather Service office in Metro Des Moines says at least 10 tornadoes touched down in central Iowa Friday. The Weather Service office in Omaha will release its report on Friday's tornadoes in western Iowa sometime today. The Shelby County Board of Supervisors has declared a state of emergency in their county, where about 60 homes in rural areas were damaged or destroyed between Harlan and the small town of Portsmouth. And we do need to step away here for just a moment. We'll be right back. More news on the way after this on KCIM.
New Holland has done it again. They've redefined the disc mower conditioner with the 4-model Discbine Plus series. See one of these clean cutting center pivot mowers today at Haley Equipment in Carroll and Rockwell City. Whether you need a nimble mower for cutting in tight spaces or one that delivers maximum cutting capacity for wide open fields, a Discbine Plus is the disc mower conditioner to choose for greater haymaking productivity. Stop by Haley Equipment in Carroll and Rockwell City and check out a new Discbine Plus series disc mower conditioner.
Calhoun County Electric Cooperative Association urges you to use care this planting season to ensure safety for everyone. Keep equipment at least 10 feet from power lines and use a spotter when operating large machinery near power lines. Never attempt to move a power line to clear a path. Your safety and the safety of all those around you is important. So look up and live. Calhoun County Electrical Cooperative Association wishes you a safe and successful planting season.
Welcome back to KCIM's Midday News. I'm Nathan Cones reporting. Governor Kim Reynolds has joined more than 50 governors from states, commonwealths, and territories in opposing a legislative proposal by the Department of Defense to the Senate Armed Services Committee that would limit governors' authority concerning their respective states' National Guard units. According to the governors, Legislative Proposal 480 challenges gubernatorial authorities regarding the National Guard, risking over a century of precedent in undermining national security and military readiness. The letter says legislation that sidesteps, eliminates, or otherwise reduces governors' authority within their states and territories undermines long-standing partnerships, precedents, military readiness, and operational efficacy. This action also negatively affects the important relationships between governors and DOD at a time when we need to have full trust and confidence between the two to meet the growing threats posed by the era of strategic competition as well as natural disasters. LP 480 also poses a threat to the careers of state-based service members who will be forced to choose between state service or continuing in their current field at a time when there are already significant recruitment challenges. An action like this will violate the trust of the brave women and men who have volunteered to serve our states and our nation. A link to the governor's full letter is included with this story on our website. Iowa House Speaker Pat Grassley says if Republicans retain control of the Iowa House following the November election later this year, they'll push to limit tuition increases at the three state universities. This spring, House Republicans proposed a 3% cap on future tuition increases, but it did not pass the Iowa Senate.
I think in the past we've looked at tuition freezes, and the problem, we've done those in such short increments that the institutions of higher education have enough reserves that they can kind of withstand it. What we wanted to do is look at more of a long-term freeze, which really should decrease the cost to deliver the education. If you have to really sit down and think, well, over the next 5 years, we're limited to 3% growth, which our bill did, they're really going to have to make sure they're more efficient in delivery of education.
Grassley says it's about providing a level of financial certainty to students and parents. Tuition is covering a larger share of spending at Iowa, Iowa State, and UNI as state support of the public university has been declining. Grassley says legislators are providing adequate resources to the universities. He also cites shifting money from diversity, equity, and inclusion programs on the campuses, which are being shut down, to scholarships for students earning degrees in high-demand fields.
We want to put our money into creating the next workforce. We know that's an issue across the state. That was a better use of the tax dollars.
Grassley made his comments during taping of Iowa Press, which aired last Friday on Iowa PBS. And in the wake of severe weather over the weekend, Iowa Attorney General Brenna Byrd issued a warning to Iowans about scammers and fraudulent contractors targeting natural disaster victims. These individuals exploit vulnerable Iowans seeking repairs, often taking advance payments without fulfilling the work. Byrd encourages caution when dealing with cleanup, repair, and construction contractors, especially those soliciting business door-to-door. She says the storms that tore through Iowa over the weekend destroyed homes and livelihoods. My heart goes out to every Iowan who was hit. This is when we need to lean on each other more than ever, neighbor to neighbor, and keep an eye out for those who seek to take advantage of Iowans' hardships. Iowans are resilient, but they should not need to fight off scammers while rebuilding their lives. Before hiring a contractor, take your time, do your research, and protect yourself from falling victim to a storm chaser scam. Iowans should be wary of aggressive sales tactics, verify contractors' reputations, and avoid risky payment methods. Any suspicion of storm chaser scams or price gouging should be reported to the Iowa Attorney General's office for investigation. A list of tips from the AG's office to avoid storm chaser scams is also included with this story on our website. That is going to be wrapping up your look at KCIM's Midday News for Monday, April 29th, 2024. I'm Nathan Cones reporting.